Pinerest Christian Mental Health Services has released a report today that contends Michigan will experience a mental health crisis as a result of the aftershocks of COVID-19, predicting an increase in statewide suicide rates. Let's ask how much that increase is with you, the expert, one of the co-authors, Dr. Yvonne Edwards, Clinical Director with Outpatient and Recovery Services. Good morning to you, Dr. Edwards.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for you, Pinerest Christian Mental Health Services. An honor to speak about the services that you provide, both locally and statewide, and nationally and internationally with the work you do when it comes to authoring and more. So let's get right into our conversation, Dr. Edwards, on this study of perhaps an increase in statewide suicide rates. What's the study?
In order to try to predict what COVID-19 will do to the behavioral health needs of our state, our communities, we looked at the previous literature and research studies. COVID-19 is so new that there's not a lot about what will happen after it. So one of our best sources of information to try to predict that is looking at prior pandemics. One of the studies that we looked at that's reviewed in this report is a study out of Hong Kong. They found that after the SARS pandemic, which is maybe the most comparable virus or epidemic to the COVID-19 one, they had a 32% increase in suicides over a two-year period following the SARS epidemic. If we speculate from that, we might see a similar trend here, especially because COVID-19 is infecting more people than SARS did, more people are dying from it than SARS, and the unemployment rate resulting from COVID-19 and the steps we need to stay safe is higher than what they saw with SARS. So with SARS, they had about an 8% unemployment rate, and we've shot far past that already.
Research also suggests, Dr. Edwards, that certain groups are at especially high risk, including healthcare providers.
Absolutely. So the other way COVID-19 mental health is through direct effect. So those who are infected are at increased risk of anxiety, depression, and PTSD, particularly if they had an ICU stay or if they had acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is a lung COVID-19.
You cut out there, probably by a little anxiety attack there. So we're talking with one of the co-authors of a recently released report on behalf of Pinerest Christian Mental Health Services, Dr. Yvonne Edwards, Clinical Director, Outpatient Recovery Services. Yes, a prediction of a 32% increase in statewide suicides. Unless we act now, tell me about this.
That 32% increase is assuming that we aren't taking important steps to prevent that. But luckily, there are some things we can do that research would indicate can stem that tide. One of the important things is getting help early, not waiting until you're struggling with sleep, not waiting until it feels hopeless, not waiting until you feel helpless, but getting that very easily accessible mental health services early on. Reaching out, getting into counseling before it becomes something you have to do. The other things we can do is check in with each other. We know that social isolation really increases that suicide risk. For teens, it can be as much as 2 times greater risk of suicide if they're experiencing social isolation. And so we can work against that social isolation and the damages from it by reaching out to each other, having real conversations, really asking how people are doing in terms of emotions. Exploring ways to connect. We can't connect in our typical ways, but there are so many ways to still connect socially, whether that be through FaceTime or online games with each other or other avenues of connection. Those are important and crucial at this time.
Yes.
I think as a state, it's so important that we invest in mental health. There are gaps in our behavioral health infrastructure that need to be addressed. There is training that needs to be done. A lot of graduate programs that train our clinicians don't cover suicide prevention with the latest interventions and the most empirically supported or evidence-based interventions. So ensuring all our clinicians have that training in those really important suicide prevention techniques.
How can Pine Rest help?
Pine Rest is doing quite a bit to help. We are rolling out Zero Suicide. That's a collection or framework of those evidence-based practices and ensuring our clinicians are trained in the techniques, the interventions, the approaches that do prevent suicide. We have our psychiatric urgent care centers up and running through all of this. So you don't need to go into the ED where there's that increased risk of COVID-19. You can reach out to that PUCC or the psychiatric urgent care center to get help right away. We have worked really hard to put our partial hospitalization program into tele, which means that if it's at that heightened level, we need more weekly therapy or more than twice weekly therapy, even you can access daily groups, psychiatric medication interventions and counseling that way. And that's an excellent resource. The other thing is that we are still open and scheduling and available for teletherapy. That'd be counseling via your computer and psychiatry services even through your computer. You don't need to leave your home. We are available.
Thank you. Can you share a contact number for us?
Yes, give me just a second.
Yes, and I know I have the National Suicide Prevention Hotline that's free and available. That's 800-273-TALK. That will get you to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-TALK. And basically any other resources, I mean, pinerest.org could work.
Yep, absolutely. And the number to schedule an outpatient appointment is 1-866-852-4001. That's 1-866-852-4001. But also our website is an excellent resource. That's pinerest.org. And there's further instructions and information for our different types of services. But even if you call that number, we have excellent.
Awesome.
Great level of care.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Edwards, for sharing the results of the study and the need that and help that is out there. Thanks.